Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue. To get on the bus, it takes me.
Welcome back.
To
17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with two of our outstanding Brain Trust members, both political operatives. Bill Brand is a Democrat. Rich Gator is a Republican. It's the week of the Republican convention, and so we've had asked them to join us and share some of their ideas and perspectives on these things. Bill, thanks again for being here. I'm going to start you out by reminding people about something that I heard, that most of us heard, Matt Lauer ask Donald Trump. I think it was ask Donald. Don't you think you need to tone it down a little bit? He was talking about the rhetoric, the fiery in your face rhetoric, the attack stuff that they've been doing against Hillary. He said, don't you think you need to tone it down? Bill, has he not been to a convention? does he think the Democrats are going to tone it down next week?
I don't think they are. You know, the funny part is, picking up on our last segment, I mean, the reason people, it said that the reason people take such an instant dislike of Ted Cruz is it simply saves time to do so. And I think that when you continue that kind of negativity, I think that, you know, the part about put her in jail and all that, that may be over the top. I think Lauer is looking at the larger context of the campaign. I see nothing at the convention that tells me that that's anything out of the ordinary. We've all seen this before. It'll all be forgotten. But it'll be remembered 2 weeks from now.
It's red meat time, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it's also, if Trump hits a speech, you know, tonight and knocks it out of the park, they're going to remember that the kids, I mean, obviously, I got to tell you, both of his kids, Eric and Don Jr., I'm looking at the next mayors and congressmen from New York. These guys are really, really good and impressive. They're going to remember the high points. People always do. You want to bounce out of the convention, and the red meat stuff just kind of goes past people. They ignore it after a while.
Yeah. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I think one of the things that happens to me is that we professionals look at this like NFL coaches look at a game. The fans watch the game and they scream and holler, carry on, you know, shaking their fists at the other guys. The coaches, after the game is over, they go back into the film room and they look for let's see, look at what this the right tackle does here on this play. Watch which foot he gets off on. We can't have that. And average fan doesn't care about that, doesn't know that. But that's the kind of stuff we zoom in on for weeks on end and talk to each other about, write columns about. But I think Bill's exactly right. This stuff, this is in the heat of battle, literally. The game clock is on. And to assume that assume that a professional football player is a ugly, horrible person because of what he does on the field during the game is to misunderstand the nature of the activity.
But Jim, if I could pick up on what we talked about during the break,
right.
One thing the coaches follow up on, and both Rich and I are watching it, is that the delegation of authority and the infrastructure that is producing some of the shortcomings at the convention that are noticeable, everything from Melania's speech. I did like the line, by the way, in her speech where she said she grew up black in Chicago. I thought that was great. But I got to tell you that those infrastructure mistakes.
Trump's speech tonight ends with we band of brothers.
yes. So, Rich and I are focused on the fact that you cannot now go out and do a presidential campaign in this last furlong, and not have delegation of authority and a full command structure in place really quickly. I don't see it right now. But they got to come out of this convention and build a campaign. Normally, you build a campaign going into the convention. I'll defer to Rich on the rest of it. But that's what I see as the shortcoming as the coach. Where
yeah,
are the
I
bodies,
absolutely agree.
And where's the delegation of authority?
But the danger, I think, is that that's the way the Trump Corporation is built. It's very flat. It's
centralized.
It's Trump and the kids and a few trusted advisors, and then they sub everything else out. And in a presidential campaign, I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, how many floors do we have built in a high rise? It's something else to say, what in the world is going on in Nebraska today? Why is all this activity happening? Who knows about that? And nobody
but
does.
What,
nobody's been attentive.
What is it, though, Rich, about the Republican electorate, the Republican Party, and I don't mean the elites in Washington. What is it about the Republican Party that helped Trump beat 9 governors and 5 senators?
Yeah, I think they're right about the whole Brexit thing. I mean, I do believe that the centralized control of the government, where people feel powerless to get anything done unless they either know a lobbyist that they can pay, $15,000 a month to go and sit in somebody's waiting room. And get
right.
And the First Amendment allows for redress of grievances, and we got a couple of hundred million people whose grievances are not being redressed, and I think they're angry about it.
Yeah,
and we see this. Well,
and Bill, you had the same thing, and you had a similar thing in your party.
I did, but it's not our parties. I mean, my wife and I were in London working, watching the rise of Jeremy Corbyn last summer at about this time. Coming out of the same thing that gave us Bernie. We've watched Marie Le Pen in France. We've watched the rise of Geert Wilders in the Netherlands. This is not confined to the United States. There is a general restlessness with the fact that the growth since the Great Recession of 08 hasn't been there. There aren't jobs. We're not assimilating immigrants. This is a wave that's catching everybody. It's not unique to America.
Mm-hmm. Well said, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. I'm going to ask both gentlemen what do they think Donald Trump has to do tonight at the speech, his inaugural speech, and his nominating speech to win the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.